for His glory, I'm on fire every day. And nothing can stop me, doesn't matter what I face. I am getting bigger every day. Every day, I have Jesus in my life. Living for His glory, I'm on fire every day. And nothing can stop me, doesn't matter what I face. I am getting bigger every day. Every day, I have Jesus,
I have Jesus in my life.
Silent the voice of failure, we mean success louder. Bigger and bigger, oh, bigger is realer than real, and we are on fire. And this is the life that we chose. We're burning in the Holy Ghost. Higher we go, we will never stop.
There's a spirit that's alive in me, the spirit of the Lord, and it's taking me to levels me I've never been before. I got joy like a river, chopping life like a pizza, cause I'm bigger, bigger, I'm bigger.
We know who we are, we are born of God, oh. We know what to do, we have the future. I'm unstoppable, I'm the fourth man. I'm like a city that is set up on a hilltop.
Upward and forward, we are on fire, we are on fire.
Thank you for joining us. My name is Paul Borregan. Welcome to the Life and Joy Prophetic Encounter. Can you share us on your platform? It's time for you to experience the power of God this coming week. We are excited you are on board. Shares on your platform, invite others to be part of today's service. Make sure somebody's life is getting better.
I'm watching by His grace, winging all the way, shining every way, getting brighter every day. See the lights are falling, it's a pleasant place for me, for me.
Yeah. I'm getting bigger, every day I'm a giver. Pastor Christ and my father, so I said to the pen is over. Hey,
I want you to go. I rap better than this guy. I rap better than this guy.
The difference between the difference, the one in our father, I see. Of what you could be named, no, to you, what can it do? It's all money, it's all money.
Not by power,
not by power,
not by might,
not by power,
but by the spirit of the living God. Oh, anything is possible.
Bless you, Jesus. We are alive again. Thank you, Lord.
We have moved
for another day.
We have moved
to be alive, to make differences. Abatos atapara shataya. Oh, poor Richard. Now, Pastor Richard has received a new name. It's called Paul Richard. He has got my name. Pastor Paul Richie. They're sharing us. The links to be part of our platform. Kindly join the link. Whatever you are, begin to bless the name of the Lord. 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 I will never be tired of prayer. I give you praise. I give you praise, King of Glory. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your holy name. Thank you for your deliverance from the counsels of the enemy. My enemy came to feast on my flesh, but you delivered me. Thank you for giving me the hinge feet to glide upon the various mountains. In the midst of the furnace, you are with me. In the midst of the deep of the waters, you are with me. But I wait even for me to arrive before I thank you. No, 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 no. Baba, I praise you. I give you praise. Rabado Shanda Levelevo Shanda Leva, Randa Levelevelevo, Randa Levo Shanda Levelevelevo, Randa Levo Shanda Levelevelevo, Randa Levo Shanda Levelevelevo, Shanda Levelevo, Pazo Tolevelevo, in the name of Jesus. Want to pray this morning? The Bible said there is none that is righteous. When you look into a mirror, you see your reflection. The Bible said, therefore, look into the mirror, which is the word of God, so that you can truly have a reflection of who you truly are. When you look into the word of God, who are you? The places that you see, the place soiled with palm oil, with anything identifiable, and even the ones that are soiled, singlets, your underwears that are soiled, that your real clothes have covered it. Deep down in your soul, you know who you are. This morning, the Bible says, if our heart does not fall for any form of guilt, then we can come boldly into the presence of God and obtain mercy and find help in time. You see, so you want to pray. You're asking the Lord to show you mercy. You're asking the Lord to remove that filthy garment and put a better garment on you. You're asking the Lord, I want to try again to make things better. You know, you tell yourself defeating stuff and drive away the presence of the Holy Spirit in you. It is time for you to connect back to heaven. You messed up yesterday. You messed up some few weeks ago. I've not even been able to come into the presence of God. Can I back? Begin to pray. Ask the Lord to show you mercy. You can pray in the spirit. And be detailed. Confess.
Even when I can't see, and even in suffering, I have a belief in me. If it's for you, Lord, I want to see. If it's for me, I want to see. If it's for The blood is speaking for our children. The blood is washing them pure. The blood is speaking for us. Rapa Rapa Santa Lebelevo Shapalava, Rapa Leva Santa Lebreca Paso, Paria, Paria Mataria, La Brescia, Malevo Shandaleva, Mandalebelebeleva, Mandalebo Shabalebelebelebelebo Shantaleva, Mandalebelebo Shapalevo Shandaleva, Lebrescia, Malevo Shandalema, Nicola Buzeta, Buzeta. Alleto Santalia, delle sue prima catena, rammelo stepali e così e terra, le cose a te le usateria, the weight is gone, the sin is gone, la brezza andaremo sapere. Where is your strength, Malibu Shaba? The strength of sin, Malibu Shaba, is the sin produced, Kapilia Kariaba, Lebre Shabalaba, Randalebo Shabalaba. I am the Lebre Shayama. The light of God is falling upon you now. The light of God is falling upon you now. Randalebo Shayama, Randalebo Shandalaba, Randalebo Shandalaba, Randalebo Shandalaba, Randalebo Shandalaba. Let the light of God fall upon you. Randalebo Shantalema Kalibria and Talibria. Randalebo Shantalema Shantalaba. Randalebo Shantalema. Randalebo Shantalema Shantalema. Recapalebo Stepala. Retelebo Shakieko Sanyata. Randal Shantalia Kalia. Randalebo Shantalema Saya. In the name of Jesus, Kapandaria. Randalebo Shantalaba. In Jesus' mighty name. We want to continue praying in the spirit. Show me a man who can pray, and then you will see a God that answers. You will see Jesus answering. The evidence that my God is real is all other religions even came, religions came to meet him. So there is no even negotiable to even argue with any religion. If Muhammad appeared 5-5 something, how dare he comes to argue? So I didn't argue with any religion because they came to meet my Messiah, and because they don't have a personal experience with him, they will never be unless they believe and have faith in him. Look, we want to pray this morning. During yesterday's service, we prayed strongly. We prayed for baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. John the Baptist says, the one that is coming after me, he will baptize you with fire, not the Holy Ghost. It cannot be explained with words. It cannot be taught as a teaching subject. It can only be encountered. You can only encounter the power of the Holy Spirit and the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's not everything we can teach, can be taught. We are praying, we are saying this morning, Holy Spirit, baptize me with fire. Holy Spirit, fill me, take over me. Come on, begin to pray right now. Mazotani mataka pariandala. Rebazwanta lebo skapanda lebre kapandala. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebe leba. Ranta lebo lebo shanta lebe lebe leba. Ranta lebo lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe leba. Lebre kapanda lebe lebo shanta lebe leba shapa lebe leba. Manta lebo shapa lebre kapanda lebo shanta lebre yaba. Labre shanta lebre kapanda lebo shanta lebe leba shanta lebe leba. Rakopanda lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shapa lebre hanta lebo shanta lebre kapanda lebre kapanda ba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebe lebo shanta lebe lebe lebo shanta leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebo shanta lebe leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebo leba. Ranta lebo shanta lebe lebo shanta lebe lebo shanta. Rantaleva, Rantalevo Shantaleva, Shantaleva, Rantalevo Shantaleva, Rantalevo Shantaleva, Rantalevo Shantaleva, Rantaleva, 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 Rantaleva,
Intoxicate yourself with the power of God. Be baptized in fire. Be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Randa le vele vos capa, randa le vele vos capa, randa le vele vos capa. Be baptized with fire and of the Holy Ghost. Be baptized of fire and of the Holy Ghost. Be baptized of fire and of the Holy Ghost. You can only experience it wherever you are, which part of your house where you are standing, speaking tongues, Kabadia, Ranta di Pazon da de Breaba, Ranta Lebelebuscapa, Ranta Lebelebuscap and the Lebelebuscandaleva, Ranta Lebelebuscap and the Lebeleva, Ranta Lebelebuscapenda, Ranta Lebescapa, Ranta Lebescapa, Ranta Lebelebuscapende, Menda Lebelebeleva, Ranta Lebelebuscap and the Lebeleva, Ranta Lebelebuscap and the Lebeleva, Poscap and the Lebelebuscap and the Leva, Ranta 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 Lebelebuscap and the Lebelebuscap and the Leva, Ranta 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 Lebelebuscap and the Leva,
it can only be encountered, so I can't teach you this one. You just have to follow. And the Spirit of God will reveal Himself to you. And His fire will burn the chaff, the distractions.
When all hope is gone.
The weight in your spirit, the anxiety, the pressures of this world, the tough decisions, you'll be empowered. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come. You shall be a witness. The power and the presence of the Spirit of God make thee bold. For the righteous is bold like the lion. You are able to talk, you are able to speak, you are able to defend your faith. The manifestations of the Spirit of God is to put the devil into his right place. Jesus said it. He said to rebuke the world. For this world is full of darkness. He said to guide you into all truth. Without the Holy Spirit, you don't know what is called truth. You think you know the truth, but without the measure and the growing measure of the Holy Spirit in your life, you don't know what is called truth. For our accuser has been put by his place. The presence of the Holy Spirit puts the devil back to his place. Anyone who do not have the Holy Spirit is lacking a very solid, uncompromising factor, key, foundation, pillar in the faith. This morning, I want to thank God that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to thank God the fire of God is burning where you are. Witches cannot touch you. The power of darkness cannot overpower you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rundele mo shatali mele kuto kata yandele mo shataraba, jandele mo soto kuto mo shamaraba, mandele mele mo shamandele mele mo shimele yamaraba, mandele mo shantale mo shatale mele ba. We are moving on to a quick prophetic prayers. We are declaring. We are going to deal with every demonic word spoken against you will not stand. And this is the prayer point. Every witchcraft utterances and projections made against you be destroyed in the name of Jesus. What is projections? What is utterances? But you refuse to pray. You refuse to say, I am blessed. You refuse to confess. One of the powerful attributes of the counsels of darkness is that they make utterances. This girl will not do well. This man will not go anywhere. This ministry will fail. This guy, he has started, he is now a pastor in this family. We will bring him down. This lady, he says he has started making some business. We will crush it. This family, they think they are smart. Let me wait for them to get to age 34. I will kill all of them. Those are what we call demonic utterances. We are praying against every utterance said behind your back towards your destruction. We are saying that let it die by fire. And projection. Projection is the mental picture they project to happen to you. But you don't want to meditate on the word of God. These witches and wizards and darkness and forces of Satan has copied everything that has been transferred to us from the Bible, and they are using it. Meditation is a mental picture. It's the reflection of the goodness of God. They also do what we call projection. And projection is when they cast what they intend to happen to you wherever you are. That is the meaning of projection. Now, with these two understanding, I believe you can pray effectively now. You are seeing every projection, which is every mental picture orchestrated that it will happen to you. Every utterance, words that is said to destroy your life. You are saying you turn it back to the sender. You destroy it in Jesus' name. It is not going to happen in your life. Begin to fire prayer. Lebre kapanda lebre skapanda lebe lebe leba. Ranta lebe skapanda lebe lebo skapanda leba. Ranta lebo skapanda lebe leba. Ranta lebe lebo shanda lebe. When you are praying, you pray for your family members, you pray for your children, you pray for everybody around you. Ranta le beskapanda 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 le be In the mighty name of Jesus. Every demonic utterance that has been released against your life is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Every demonic utterance lifted against you is cancelled in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare every utterance against your life that you will feel is cancelled in the name of Jesus. It's broken in the name of Jesus. I declare by the power of God, we are restored in Jesus' mighty name. Every word said against your life, that you are a defeated person, that you will be delayed in life, I decree by the power of God, they are all cancelled in the name of Jesus. I restore your destiny to the right path. Receive that impartation by the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name. 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 Thank you, Lord. We want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray that every enemy and their counsels, may the Lord make them like a chaff. May the wind blow them away. May whatever they decide to do against you be like the chaff. May it be blown away by the wind. Begin to fire prayer. Masata kapendolo mosataya. Mandale moska pandale masata lema. Labreska paya. Against your ministry. Lebreshanda lebelebaga. Against your ministry. May everyone that is uttering words, may their counsel fail. And may their plots be blown away like the chaff. Ranta lemoska pandale lebreska pandale lebreska pandale ba. Ranta lemoshanda lebolo bolo bolo shanda lebeleba. Ranta lemoshanda. In your business, in your office, every plot that they are plotting, may it be blown away like a chaff. Every plot, every plan at my workplace, in my business, in my ministry, in my calling, may your plots be like chaff, may your plots be like chaff. In the mighty name of Jesus. May every plot every gathering. Sometimes you yourself made that wrong decision. That's why your enemies have you. Sometimes it's not your enemies, their fault. You yourself brought yourself to them or gave yourself to them. So sometimes it's your fault. Even in that, may their counsel about you be foolishness. May it be like a chaff. May it be blown away in the mighty name of Jesus. May it be blown away. May their grounds be useless. May it be blown away by the wind as a chaff. And for those of you who stand strong in your righteousness, you stand in the love of God. Every basis, every ground from the camp of the enemy, every plot to break you down, make you cry, to release you out of the will of God, let it be blown away like chaff. Chaff in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, you are praying. This month we focus on a thriving ministry. You are praying, Lord, this is what I do for you in the house of God. This is what I do for you in the house of God. I pray that let it thrive in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to pray that prayer right now. Whatever I do for you, cause it to thrive in the name of Jesus. My music ministry, let it thrive. My prophetic ministry, let it thrive. Every area of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, Manta liberis capandalaba, Masata liberiaba, Matakata lianda, every area of my life. Let me try. Libre shantalaba, in my children ministry. Masanta liberiandalaba, Masanta liberiandalaba, Ranta liberiandalaba, Manta liberiandalaba, in my giving ministry. Let me try. Masanta liberi capandaliba, Manta liberibus capandaliba, Manta liberibus capandalaba, Ranta liberibus andalaba. May you thrive in your ministry. May you thrive in your ministry. May your ministry grow. May you grow in the Lord. May your prayer ministry change. May your prayer ministry change. Ranta levo shaba. Be blessed with spiritual gifts. Ranta levo skapandara. Ranta levo shandalebara. Wata beliaba. Whatever you do to support the work of God, may that thing thrive. May that thing bring you more blessings. Ranta levo shandalaba. May it bring you longevity. Ranta levo skapandaleba. Ranta levo skapandalebelebo skapandalaba. Ranta levelebo skapandalebeleba. Ranta levelebo skapandaleba. Ranta levelebo sandala. Ranta levelebo skapandalea. Ranta levelebalaba. Ranta levelebo. You will not serve God out of convenience. It is only when you are free you pray. It is only when you are free you go to church. It is only when you are okay mentally, emotionally before you serve God. No. La presha pala. May your ministry grow. May you mature. May you mature. May you mature in the Lord. May your ministry grow. Matwa paro shapa. Rendare masataria. Rendare musataliria. Rembato shataria. May you mature. May you mature. May your ministry grow. Masanda libri andara. Ranta libri skapandara. Ranta libri skapanda libri skapanda libri skapandibria. Abiyondo remo skapanda libri apado sataya. May your ministry grow. Masanda libra. May your ministry grow. Hatiria ta libri sara. Rende libra santa libri andare libri sata. Rende libri andare libri sandara. Renta libri mo santa libri apasota. Libri andare libri mo santa libri. Rende libri santa libri ama. In the mighty name of Jesus. May your ministry grow. May it move from glory to glory. May the hand of God be mighty upon you. You sing in church, may a fresh oil to do more for God come upon you. You pray for the church, may fresh grace come upon you. May giftings be added unto it. You give to the church, may God cause you to prosper financially as never before. You clean the church, may God give you a higher place in that church more than anyone else. Hando shanda lebani, metale katoa, ruma katero shanda leba. Whatever area God has placed you, leadership, governance, may you mature in that area. May you grow, may you work stronger in the name of Jesus. If you don't work stronger, you'll be moved out of the kingdom of God. If you don't grow every day, there is always a corresponding problem, attacks at your level coming in your way. And these are all tests or trial. Test from the devil, trial from God to test you. Temptation from the devil, test or trial from God. Mendo shatere indokaya. All this is to prepare you to do more for God. May God bless you. I seal this prayer and this prophetic declarations and prayers for you. You are the head and not the tail. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. I've been teaching on Teraphim, which is an uncommon servant. And I'm going to teach you some few reasons and importance of walking in an uncommon servant and choosing the type of servant that prepares you to greater heights. Hallelujah to that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so now there are 17 characteristics of an uncommon servant. 17 characteristics of an uncommon servant from what we studied, which is upgrading your servantship ministry. The first one is an uncommon servant is always planted at the right ministry and no move regardless of the challenge. So when you are an uncommon servant, you will face a lot of issues. You face difficulties. You face complex situations you have never faced before, because the things you faced, you would have used experience to master it. But the situations and the things that are happening around you, you don't have that grace. So when it happens like that, you pray for the grace to face this new or caring or current problem. Many people are moved. Many people are moved because of the challenges from serving God. Yesterday, Emoji John taught on one of my books, which is called Rizal to be Rooted, which I have not taught on yet. And it teaches on how you should be rooted, how you can be rooted, because as a servant, if you know how to be rooted, you are rooted with the Word of God, you are rooted with prayer, you are rooted in love. These are the things that do not move you out of the kingdom of God. You have to be rooted in these things. When you are rooted in these things, you will not be twisted or moved anyhow. The necessity of staying where God has planted you and growing, you should believe. I mean, you believe God is a wise God. I mean, one of the reasons why I don't even listen to other religions is because there must be a master creator to put this world in shape. There must be a superior being to put everything in shape, and that is God. You know, God is only the superior being, and it takes his superiority to put you where you are now, isn't it? To give you the appearance you have right now, isn't it? In his own wisdom, wherever he placed you, is for a purpose. So practically,
it is not the size or the beauty of your migration to another place that changes everything. You have to check your character, you see. And it's very important. It's very, very vital. So where God plants you, or where God is going to plant you, you go there, you stay there, you build from there. Some people want some criteria before even they join the church. They want to see some qualities, some signs, some architectural designs and levels. As if those designs are taking you to heaven, forgetting that your body that is exaggerating is a temple of God. And as God looks at them, as God stays inside them and see them pointing hands on unnecessary stuff, God is saying to them, look at what they are doing, they are funny. They don't know salvation. They're not looking for me. They're looking to please themselves. And that's why it is important that you be planted at the right place. An uncommon servant must be trained and fed with the pure word of God. You know? Well, I don't know much about other ministries. I don't have a lot of time to follow them. But where I come from an archbishop. You know, I was ordained by the archbishop, Duncan Williams, privileged and honored to be ordained by him. I was also seasoned as a pastor by Bishop Lord Mills. I have some few other men of God who I listen to. I try my best to stay there. I don't have a lot. I can't learn from everybody. So where God planted me and said I should learn, I learn from there. And I thank God the preaching and the word they teach there are from the word of God. So likewise, if my teachers teach that, I also teach the same. Most of the times. It doesn't matter how good your heart is. The one who is teaching you the word of God has a huge influence on your destiny. If the person is not teaching you the sound word of God, is not teaching you the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is not teaching you the letters of Paul, is not teaching you the Tanakh from the Old Testament, how you became a Christian, the covenants, is not teaching you your history as a child of God, is not telling you the truth accurately, then you have a disposition to be disposed. That's why uncommon servants are connected to the sound word of God. You meet a man of God who is teaching you the sound word of God, stay there and listen. The Bible said in the last days, one of the temptations the devil would do is to introduce people to follow sweetness of the word. Their ears will be itching to hear what they want to hear, not what God wants them to hear. I pray you don't fall a victim for that prophecy, because it's a sign that the end is coming, or the end time is coming. One of the signs of an uncommon servant is that the person is connected to the pure word of God. An uncommon servant must be prayerful, spirit-filled, always because he's adaptable. You must be prayerful. Prayer is work. In my book, The Davening of the Spirit, I teach on prayer is work. Prayer is work. So lazy people don't like to pray. Lazy people don't like to pray. And if you don't plan to pray, you will never pray. For instance, today, yesterday, the prophetic word I gave for all of you is that we are fasting today. It's good to pray, to clear the atmosphere, to open doors for you. And the hand of God will increase upon you, the power of God will increase upon you. So an uncommon servant is adaptable. Sometimes you have to be adaptable. Sometimes you meet somebody who can talk you down, who make you feel broken. Adapt and learn. Especially when God is using the person to prepare you for your greater works. Yes, it is true. That's not how they speak to you from where you are coming. Where you are now, that's how they speak to you. You adapt. It's nothing. You don't make meaning of everything that happens to you. You know. So I want to pray for you. God will grant you the grace right now. And I declare that you'll be adaptable. You know, Paul, the apostle, the Bible says that, you know, I make sure that I lose my life, that at every avenue, I'll bring many people to the Lord. Sometimes you have to be able to go down to a children level to be able to venture into the Lord. This dawn, when I was praying, I was telling the Lord, oh, have mercy and increase my anointing. I have influence of a lot of people. And you need to be tested for the power of God. Yesterday night when I was praying, I was telling the Lord, Lord, why are people not so happy to serve me? Say they are not tested for me. I said, why is it that people are not, even when you are touching them, they cannot feel the touch? He said, because they are too heavy with the world. He said, they are too heavy with the world. The world is so much over them that even when God is giving them gifts, the gift cannot come out. But the world has shook the word of God and the gift of God that is coming out from them. And I said, how is the solution? How can they come out? He said, you know something? It is when they desire me, when they want me, when they desire me, they desperately desire me. He said, in their hearts, a lot of things sitting on their hearts. I'm not the one sitting. I'm not the one in charge. I said, oh. This is a message I would want you to preach to them very soon. I said, yes, Papa, I'll preach that word. I'm not a true servant. I'm a common servant. I'm a common servant of God. A servant that is unique and blessed in the things of God is someone who is adaptable. An uncommon servant is loyal and does not change from the beliefs of the scripture, irrespective of the change in time and environment. Loyalty is for people who are true servants. There are people who are not loyal. You leave them, they start speaking behind your back. They are funny comments. Sometimes the things they say, you know, and they call themselves servants of God. They call themselves, they are loyal. Loyalty is a huge thing to do. The Bible says that God calls people who are faithful. He said, these things you've heard, transfer to faithful people. In other terms, transfer to loyal people, who in effect to teach loyal people. God himself does not give his word to unfaithful people. How can God trust you and you will not be loyal? Sometimes your loyalty should be to God. Your loyalty first should be to God. To be those who are superior, God has placed them above you. We've taught you spiritual authority. I've taught you spiritual authority. You know what is right. You know the right thing to do. Why do something different? Sometimes if you know you're going to say certain things useless, just leave the place. You know? Look, if you're not God and God begins to separate you and make situation make you alone, it's because God wants to anoint you. You among the crowd, you among the people, it's distracting you. Some of you, I always teach people this. When you become a Christian, God begins to take every little thing away from your life. There is a point you like to take your friends away because he wants to have your attention. He wants to impart you. You know? And you have to be ready for it. And then come and say, you must be loyal. You must teach your children about the spirit of service. You must teach your children the same thing I've received. I must teach faithful people. You must teach some of your friends on loyalty, on serving the Lord. You must teach the members how to be serviceable, how to be loyal. You must teach the new people you're trying to bring them to church how they will also serve the Lord. You serve the Lord and you've been raised into this position. Why don't you want to serve the Lord? So others also will rise up even higher than you. Don't be afraid somebody will be more powerful and anointed than you. Anointing cannot be measured in categories. It is only measured by purpose. So what is the purpose of that man you are measuring your anointing with? Is his purpose your purpose? Is what God has said he wants to do with you the same as he wants to do with that man? Purpose separates the categories. Glory be to God. And I'm calling on servant to become a source by which cause people hear from God and pray from God. Look, let me tell you. If you don't decide that in your ministry, in your life, you're going to spend some quality time with God, others cannot be blessed by you. Some of you, you have become crusaders to lead others to destruction. Crusaders to lead others to destruction because you don't spend time with God. Some of you, you are so influential, people like to listen to you. And you are happy about it because you influence a lot of people. And they in turn influence their families. You are happy. But you know something? God did not want you to take that glory for yourself. God wants to take that glory. It is what God has put inside you. God placed inside you that you are demonstrating. So you are demonstrating all of them for the glory of God. Not the glory of man. For the glory of God. You have to be smarter. Because you are the source of which people will hear from God. So you have to pray. And sometimes we need to give people time to come to know the Lord. They come to God and they pray, but they are not very spiritual. So you, the uncommon servant, have to always be on course for these people to learn their ABCD in God, for them to come to know the fullness of God. There are some people in your church, they are not strong. You need to remain spiritually strong. For them to be able to learn from you, it will take a period of time, not days, so that they will come to know the Lord. You see what I'm talking about? Yes. 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 An uncommon servant should be sound in his finance after maturing in the Lord for some time. Yeah, you have to be sound in your finance. Now, everything God brings to you, no matter where you are, some of them must be saved. You have to learn how to save, my brother. Especially, I want to speak to the men. I know some people, they gather money to go and spend. When they gather money, they go to Kwewu and spend all the money in Kwewu. Now they are back zero. They don't have any money. Now they are going to gather money again now and wait for December or another holiday. Ram, they chew all of the money. They are back to square one. When you say somebody is wealthy or prosperous, what does that mean? That simply means the person has a lot of, let's say, money, a lot of buildings, a lot of blessings from God, both physically and spiritually. Now, how do you get a lot of something? As a child of God, you get five, at least keep one somewhere. Some of you, you just waste everything. You waste everything like you don't care, thinking that tomorrow is there. Oh, there are certain categories of life. If you focus on the word of God and the Lord, you will not want to live extravagant. It's at the level. You know, somebody has been helping you, somebody has been supporting you. And then when you receive the support, you just go and waste all of them. Who told you to live like that? Have you seen a servant who lived lavishly like a master before? You can learn from your master, but you can't outwit from your master. Yeah, Jesus must wear fine clothes, but the disciples must wear a second-class cloth. But when Jesus is no more there, they should wear fine clothes. So you should save some of your money. You should save some of the blessings that is coming on you. Every day you're buying something. What's wrong with you? You must save. You must save. You must live a responsible life. When you have a servant, when you're a true servant of God, you know that God is depending upon your money. For instance, in our church, we're going to have our harvest to buy instruments this particular end of this month. We're going to have our live conference, and then afterwards we buy some new instruments. Now, how would you come and help us work? If all the money should come to you, you waste it, how are you going to bless the word of God? If somebody says, oh, pastor, I'm going to give you 100 cedis, 200 cedis, or whatever, or any amount of dollars in pounds or whatever, I'm going to give it to you so that you support the program. Where is your own, Mr. Pastor? Where is your own money? Huh? You are telling me God has not been blessing you. You are telling me you don't have any finance. You are telling me God has not been sending money into your hands. And you, this woman, you have been doing trouble. You know trouble. I've been stealing from people. You do trouble and still don't give to God. You see, my bishop says that people who work for God and have financial problems, they are likely to steal from God. They are likely to rebel against the church because their basis of survival is earning. Your basis of survival should be on God and the proper management of the resources God brings to you. You are sitting there looking at me. I'm talking to you. If you take note, take a pen and paper and see even the people who support you, the kind of money they are giving to you, and you will know that God has been sending you money. Now stop sitting there and making those funny comments. Don't you know that you're supposed to live a humble life? You're always wasting money. One of them, I rebuke one of my daughters. I say, you can't waste money like that. So Bishop, I said, shut up over there. You can't waste money like that. You have to be serious. Glory be to God. Some of you have been stealing money from your husband's pocket. You let me mind my business. An uncommon servant will be humble. Will be humble. Humility. Because you want to learn more. Because you don't know everything. Because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Because of all of that, be humble. Be humble. Oh yeah, you have to be humble. An uncommon servant will help build a church through giving evangelism and any support needed from him or her. When you're an uncommon servant, you can't sit there when they are raising money and say you will help. You can't sit there and say that. They are doing something in church and they say you will come and do something. Look, some of you, it has nothing to do with even the quantity of money you have. It has to do with your availability to do something for the Lord. You are sitting in the church, all the church pews are broken. You won't plan to buy some for the church. That new soul you brought to church, if you buy this person a spiritual book, like this servantship book, what kind of Christian do you think the person will become? I'm asking you a question. Huh? And how much is a book? So that you say only rich people buy books for people. Only rich people give money. That's why they will always be rich, because they are always giving. And you say you are not rich, so you don't give. I remember when I started as a pastor, one day during one of our harvest, you know, I said to myself, Charlie, everybody who comes around me, I pray for the person get blessed. What about me? I asked God, I said, what about me? What you give is what I bless you to. It was that day I learned that if you're a pastor, what you give to God is what makes you bless, what makes other people even come and bless you. If you sit there and say you are a pastor, so as for you, you only receive, you are a joke. You don't know what the word of God says. You're going to speak to God, he will tell you what he told me. Because if he's the spirit of truth, what he tells me, he will tell other pastors too, if it's from him. Because God intends to make pastors who are not telling the truth liars. So if it's not true, you make me a liar. One of my mentors, a Presbyterian preacher, is dead. I often listen to him. and he talks about the subject of giving. He said, when somebody is not a giver, it is a clear sign that he does not have a new heart to support his Savior. And it's a clear sign he doesn't love God. Because the Bible says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. You see what I'm talking about? They are going to win souls. You are at your workplace. Ask for the soul winners. Can I sponsor your transportation? I'll sponsor your transportation. You find the choir, you are singing very well. So, can I get you on ropes to wear? You bring some ropes for them. You see the children ministry? You are not yet married. You don't have a child. And no spiritual wisdom has come into your head to invest into the children ministry. Before your son... Look, if you're a pastor, another pastor will teach your children. Let me tell you. If you're a pastor, some of you... Like if you have a son or a daughter, a biological son or daughter, it is another pastor that will teach your child, not you yourself. The only thing you can teach your child is your practical life. Our children copy our practical life. Just it. But it will take another pastor to come and teach your children. And you see, this wisdom, many pastors did not know. They thought that because their children were growing in the pastoral house, their children too will become pastors. It's not like that. God have to send another pastor to come and teach your children. And you won't believe it. It could be your youth pastor. Even though you are the senior pastor or whoever you think you are, your son may be listening to the junior pastor more than you. And you'll be shouting your ass, he don't respect you. No. When God taught me this revelation, I'm like, wow. Then God said, you know, I've told you several times, a doctor cannot operate on his own family members. Have I not given you that scenario? I said, yes, I get it now. So your son or your daughter, who is working in your house, you can teach them the word of God, you can hold their hands, go take them to church. But the real person who will empower them, who will lead them to that fiery, fire-serving God, will be another man God will send. So if I were you, why don't you go to the children's service, go and sow some seed there, and plant ahead of your small girl, your small boy who is about to grow. So that when they grow, God will send them some people, some friends around them that will teach them spirituality. You see what I'm telling you? It cannot be about you alone. When you are a true servant of God, your life is different. Can you imagine somebody says that they didn't call me, so I won't come and do something for God? Look at the pride. They didn't call you, so you come and serve God. Hey, if they have not called you, find something to do for God's work. Hey, are you not ready for God's blessing? Are you not testifying? They have not called me. Sometimes they can even say things that will discourage you. Forget about them. Because like we did in these past 2 days, I taught on Saturday, the genesis of your problem. If you look at where you are coming from, the family where you are coming from, if you look at the legacy your mother left and your father left, you know that you have a lot to build on, isn't it? Then what kind of person are you supposed to become? Hey, oh God. All of you children should quickly go and read your Bible. Well, thank you for joining our service. We are excited. And I believe that God will bless you. I'll end up here. I'm going to take care of my people. We want to provide you with a link that you can give an offering and be a blessing to the work of God. We'll come back again to teach you again in the coming week. Our offering number is +55442288818. All right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Now, an uncommon servant will also have an unwavering devotion irrespective of age. Yeah, they are all going, said every time they are saying I'm old, me I cannot pray, me I cannot stand. If you follow your age, you will not serve God properly. Me, I'm shy. They are all looking at me. Those funny comments. Why? It will affect the way you serve God. So I pray for you before I leave the platform today that you will look at the characteristics of a teraphim. When people don't have these characteristics, they are not an uncommon servant. They are not servants for God. They are servants for themselves. When you see anyone not everyone, but majority of these characteristics will manifest in the children of God, their lives, when they are true servants of God. Look at what Caleb and Joshua said. He said, we are old people, but we are still ready to fight. They were not wavering at all in spirit. My associate pastor, the mother, she's still in charge of the women's ministry. She's old. Yeah. Say media many need to do me nya sorry bio. Media many need to do me preach bio. And some of you have retired from ministry. You don't go to church. You don't go to church at all. If you don't go to church, wherever you stay, start a church over there. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God is calling somebody to start a church where you are. Your wife will be the soft mommy. And then you start the church there. And start teaching the people the word of God. Wherever the sun is, Jesus shall reign. May God bless you and may God increase you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you for joining us. We'll close up from here. God bless you and may God keep you and preserve you. Bye. Sorry, somebody just sent me a message. I don't pray over the offerings. All right, let me pray over them. Those of you who have given offerings and everybody here, Father, let's pray over our offerings. Father, we thank you. Receive these offerings and these seed offerings to help your kingdom expand. We receive these offerings. We receive them for your kingdom, for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus, and for the expansion of your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you for joining us. We are excited. Once again, my name is Prophet Porrigan. I'll be signing out from here. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Have a great day.